WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Burt Burns was a songwriter, producer, and record label head at the tail end of the Brill Building era, a man who strove so hard to create his own legend that it killed him in the end. His legacy includes some of the best-known songs in American popular music. Rock historian Ed Ward has a retrospective of the career of Burt Burns.
A little bit of soul will wash away the lipstick from my face. A little bit of soul will never ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely years. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Burt Burns isn't exactly a household name, but without him, the sound of the 60s would have been a lot different. He's one of those people who've fallen through the cracks when the story of American pop music is told, while those he worked with, like Lieber and Stoller and Phil Spector, have gained fame. Born the son of a Russian-Jewish emigrant in the Bronx in 1929, Burns studied classical piano and then went straight into showbiz, following his passion for Latin music to Cuba, where he played in various nightclub combos. Tossed out of the country when Castro took over, he made his way back to New York, signed on with a publishing company as a contract songwriter, and began working closely with their young soul discovery, Solomon Burke.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a cry? Here I am, honey, come on, you're crying to me. When you're all alone.
In 1962, he placed a song with a former gospel act from New Jersey.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Come on and work it on out.
Well, work it on out, honey.
Work it on out.
Girl, you look so good.
You know you look so fine.
Child, you know you got me going.
You know you got me going.
Just like I knew you would.
Mama, I knew you would.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and Shout is such a piece of the landscape today that it's hard to conceive that someone actually wrote it. But it established not only the Isley Brothers, who recorded it, but Burns himself. Besides Solomon Burke, his main relationship was with Garnett Mims, an almost forgotten soul singer, for whom he wrote A Little Bit of Soap, and this classic, later recorded by Janis Joplin.
That he'd love you much more than I, but he left you, and you just don't know why. And when you don't know what to do, you come running.
None of this was lost on the brass at Atlantic Records, New York's leading soul label, and the one for which Burke recorded. And when Lieber and Stoller left to form their own label, Atlantic hired Burns to take over as house producer and songwriter. There, he gained another great interpreter of his songs, Benny King.
I run to the room, turn on the faucet, I let the water run. I don't want to let them hear me when I'm crying, won't let them see what she has done. Whoa-ho.
Let the water run down.
Let it run.
Run,
let
it run. Let the tears fall down.
Oh.
He also produced King's former group, The Drifters, on their last major hit, Under the Boardwalk. In 1965, Burns had gotten so prolific that he needed his own record label to release productions and songs that weren't appropriate for Atlantic, and so Bang Records was started. Besides being a cool name, it was an acronym for Bert, Amit, Neshwi, and Gerald. In other words, the owners of Atlantic plus himself. Recycling some well-used chords, Burns had a smash almost immediately. Maybe because he'd made so much off of the Beatles' recording of Twist and Shout, he was one of the first American producers to realize the potential of the British invasion, and with his soul experience, was soon entranced with a band from Belfast.
Wow, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah.
I could see right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy.
Them may have been just another rock band, but their lead singer, Van Morrison, was clearly something else. Burns bought him a one-way ticket to New York and then locked Morrison in his apartment for 3 days until he wrote a hit. The titanic clash of egos between the 21-year-old genius and the 38-year-old veteran has become the stuff of legend. Morrison had some ideas for visionary songs that would become the Astral Weeks album, and Burns wanted a hit. He got one.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with all our hearts that thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl.
It was Burns' last. On December 30, 1967, he collapsed and died, and with him died an era.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin. Our thanks to Clay Pasternak.